recording of this inspirational moment. Certainly good to have him on the call, and we're certainly grateful for each of you who take time out each Tuesday to be a part of this inspirational moment. Here it is, the 27th day? Is it the 28th? 28th day of March. And so we yet give God praise and only have a few more days left before we close out this month. But we praise God for his keeping power and for him sustaining us in the midst of everything that has happened, everything that we're going through, and everything that will happen. And we don't know what this day is going to bring. And so I want to encourage you to continue to trust God and keep your spiritual antennas up as you prepare to make your way. Many of you are already moving about, and some have already been up for a while, getting ready for what yet lies ahead. But keep those antennas up, those spiritual antennas. I just believe God is going to use you in a special way in order to be a blessing to somebody else. Because, you know, after all, God has sustained us for a reason. We are still here and we have purpose, and God is yet moving in spite of what we are yet faced with. And he's allowing our witness to be of such that others might be able to see the goodness and the grace of God because of what he has done for us. And so, listen, there is no secret to what our God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. If we but yet trust and never doubt, don't give up and hang on in there. God will see us through. And so I just want to encourage you to continue to let your light so shine in such a way that others might be able to see God moving and working in your life, and he might receive the praise, honor, and glory. And just as he told the people in Bethany, as they had sent word for Jesus when Lazarus was sick, he said that this sickness is not unto death. And so I want to encourage you today, even if you're going through a very difficult time, to know that what you're going through is that God might receive the praise, honor, and glory. And so you've got to continue to be present in your predicament and allow God to produce purpose as a result of your struggle. Somebody ought to say amen. Well, we do have several platforms who are a part of this inspirational moment. I want to give you the playback number for those who want to hear this message after we have finished today. It's 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. You know, my spirit was a little mixed this morning as the Lord allowed me to see this day, and I was meditating and praying and deliberating as to what God would have me to share. And I normally do my own devotional study. I have several devotional books that I use. There was one on my shelf that said, "Be still and know." And it's really coming from that Psalm 46 and verse number 10. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth." That's a powerful scripture, isn't it? Because many times God has called us to be still and just to know that he is in control, that he's going to get the final say, so he's going to get victory in the midst of what we're going through. And somebody is in a very bad predicament today, and they are just trying to feel how God is going to come through for them. Well, you know, he is indeed an on-time God, and we don't just say that lightly, even though it's a song, but it's true that he may not come when you want him to, but he's always right on time. And I know we have witnesses who can testify to the fact that God stepped in the nick of time, and it's because God stepped in you're here today. You're clothed in your right mind because the Lord stepped in right on time. And so we don't take that lightly when we talk about him being an on-time God, because I know him for myself, and I know he has made ways for me. I know he has opened doors for me. I know he has delivered time and time again. And each day when I reflect back over what God is doing and what he has done, and I look back over the day that I have had, there are so many errors, so many mistakes, so many things that I've left on the table that I should have done, that I didn't do. And so I just ask God, have mercy. You know what I'm going through. You know my heart. You know where I am. Forgive me. God, give me another chance to do it a little different, a little better next time. And so we have to just trust God in the midst of everything. We have to believe that he's well able. We have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he hadn't forgotten about us, that his promises are sure, and his satisfaction is yet guaranteed. And so there comes a time in all of our lives where we have to just be still and know that he's God. I don't know, this might be a season for you to just be still and know that God is yet working on your case. He hadn't forgotten about you. Because part of what my spirit was just kind of back and forth with today, even as I lifted up several scriptures for my own devotional, as we're in the midst of our fast, and we will be continuing our fast throughout our Holy Week. And of course, this Sunday will be Palm Sunday. And I tell you, we're getting ready for the Resurrection Sunday morning experience and the Holy Week experience, as well as Palm Sunday this Sunday. And so Easter Sunday, we will wrap it up and we will break our fast. But I thank God for an opportunity so that we can consecrate ourselves and that we can really be in renewal and have a time of breakthrough and a time of healing and deliverance. And so I praise God for that. And I hope that many of you are participating and being a part of that fast. That is a 23-day fast leading up to Easter. The 23 days are symbolic of our 23 years of existence as a ministry. Of course, we had a fast earlier in the year, but it was not 23 days. I think it was around 12 days or so. But I praise God for each of you who are participating and a part of that. But my heart was just troubled because of all of the things that are happening in our world and in our landscape and in our communities, and particularly what happened over the weekend with the tornado that ripped through Mississippi and parts of Alabama and down in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, and Silver Lake, Mississippi, and parts of Alabama, neighboring states. And many have lost everything. I mean, devastation is everywhere. And people are trying to make sense of it all. And you've seen the pictures. I'm not trying to be the news reporter here, but you've seen the devastation. You've seen how their lives have been torn apart because of the tornado that came through. And, you know, if it had not been for the Lord, there by the grace of God, we could have easily been a part of something devastating like that. And so each time we have an opportunity to be still and to meditate and think of the goodness of God and how he's brought us and how he's kept us, and then how he continues to sustain us in the midst of everything that we're going through. And then we look at people who have lost everything, and we are still able to have a sense of mobility, and we're still clothed in our right minds. And yet many times we complain about what we don't have. Well, this morning, I want you to praise God for what you do have, because God has been gracious. God has sustained us. He's looked beyond our faults. He's gotten right to our needs. And then we can't forget about our brothers and our sisters. We have to remember that many are suffering, and in the midst of all of the pain and the devastation that people are facing, the loss of life and children and adults, and somebody woke up this morning, didn't have anything, and yet you at least have a roof over your head, and you have clothes on your back, and you have food. Did you go into the refrigerator and decide what you want to eat and what you don't want to eat? Just think about how blessed we are. And then on top of all of that, yesterday in Nashville, I tell you, it's just heart-wrenching for us to just even try to put ourselves in a place of imagining what these families are facing after this shooting that took place at this Covenant School, this private school in Nashville. Some 7 people dead. They thought they were going to see this day, but they're not here today. And those kids, they are gone. Their lives are gone. And the school teachers and then the lady who came in, they're all gone. I mean, their lives are no more. And, you know, we're still here and we praise God. We have to be cautious. We have to be careful. We have to surround ourselves with God's covering each morning. And we have to be thankful for what God is affording us to participate in. And then we have to do what we can while we can. That's what Dad used to always tell us, Earl. Do what you can while you can, and do it to the glory of God. And so tomorrow is not promised, you know. And so we have to be on spiritual alert every day that we get up and do what we can while we can, and try to make an impact and a difference in others' lives, and not be so caught up in what we can get for ourselves. And so just like I tried to illustrate with Mary and Martha when their brother Lazarus was dead, they were not asking the Lord to come and do something for them. Well, really they were, but their main focus was on their brother. How many of us, in the midst of everything that we're faced with, can get to a place where we lose sight of our selfishness and start praying for others? And that's what this whole focus is about in Nashville and about down in parts of Mississippi and Alabama. Lest we forget, you know, it could have been us. We need to at least pray, and then there are going to be some things that we're going to pull together and support and participate and send relief, but it could have been us. And so we have to continue to stay on the wall and be prayerful and to be mindful of just how good God is, and surround ourselves and with the love and the mercy of God. So this whole concept about waiting, you know, it's hard for us to wait on God to come in and see about us, wait on God to come in and make a way, wait on God to open a door, wait on God to deliver. Well, waiting is really not a passive way of just sitting back and saying, well, God, whatever you decide you're going to do, I'm going to just put my life on hold, and I'm going to wait on you to come and do what you're going to do. Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. But this whole idea of waiting, it's an active display of our faith. And we lay down our desires and our hopes and our dreams before the Lord, and then we surrender to his will and waiting. God is perfecting us. He's perfecting our faith. He's doing something to build our character. He's allowing us to see his goodness and his grace and his mercy. And so even if you're waiting on God, and even in your time of stillness, know that God wants you to still participate and be an active witness and have an active display of faith, even for those who have lost lives in Nashville and Mississippi and Alabama. And we ought not forget as believers how fortunate and how blessed we are. And we need to at least be an active participant in trying to help resolve some of the pain and some of the devastation and some of the misery that others are yet going through. Well, that's the word for today. And the scripture, of course, is in Psalm 46 and verse number 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted even in the earth. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for our lives. We thank you for being God in the midst of our pain and our devastation. We thank you, God, for being God in the midst of our confusion, in the midst of things that we can't put our finger on or wrap our minds around. You promised that you will be exalted, and you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You said you'd be with us always, even until the end. And so, God, we turn the focus not on ourselves, but on those who have lost loved ones and who have lost children and who have lost everything in Nashville and in Mississippi and Alabama, and how children and adults and all those who are yet trying to make sense of what's the next move. Some people didn't get no sleep last night, but God, you allowed us to get a restful sleep. Some people are still in pain because their child won't come home anymore. And so, God, we pray that you would just give us a sense of your mercy and your grace and your peace and your power, and that you would teach us how to wait on you. And your timing is best in our situations. And so we surround ourselves with your love and your mercy, and we are encouraged that you have given us an opportunity and a platform to give you praise. And we know that even in our waiting, it's not passive, but it's active, that we might have a display of our faith and willing to lay down our desires and our hopes and our dreams and surrender them to your will. And so, God, we love you today, and we exalt and we do lift you up. Bless now and strengthen and keep us even as we go forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we do praise God for each of you on the call today, and we're grateful for your continued support of this inspirational moment that happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. So I want to encourage you again to keep your spiritual antennas up. Also, I want you to be alert and be aware of your surroundings and cover yourself with and put on the full armor of God as you prepare to go forth. And know that no weapon that's formed against you shall be able to prosper. So you be blessed. Until next time, God bless you.